Luke 22, verse 7 is our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Luke 22, verse 7. The day came when the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. What a statement Luke makes. In this 16-word sentence, he takes us all the way back to Exodus and then brings us back all the way to the cross. In Exodus chapter 12, the nation of Israel was getting ready to move out of Egypt after 400 years of slavery. The last meal before they left was to be a lamb prepared according to God's specific instructions. They were to take the blood of the slaughtered lamb and paint it on the doorpost. The angel of death would be coming to strike down the firstborn sons in Egypt. But the angel would pass over all the homes where the blood was applied and spare the life of the firstborn. The Israelites never forgot that night. They never forgot the saving power of the blood of the lamb. But now, as Luke ends his gospel, it was time for the blood of another lamb to be applied. The Passover lamb of the Old Testament was a great reminder that Jesus, our Passover lamb, is the great Redeemer. When John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God, he was not referring to his meekness. He was getting us ready for the saving work of Jesus. And when we trust in Jesus, his death to pay the penalty for our sins, his blood is applied to us. Our sins are forgiven. We are declared righteous before God. Because Jesus rose again, his resurrection is applied to us as well. We pass from death to eternal life. Thank God for Jesus, our Passover lamb. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus, our Passover lamb, to die in our place and pay the penalty of our sins. Words cannot express our gratitude and praise. We desire to thank you with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.